seen many different things to many different people. Mr. Webster, dictionary guy, said that there is the power of a person or group to produce effects without the exertion of physical force or authority based on wealth, or position, or ability. But for me, influence is something that in the past will produce a certain outcome later in life. It kind of fell out the window. Now I know that it's a window bills. More importantly, look at my beliefs of atheism. The morals that I hold today were shaped by the people I have known throughout my entire life. From growing up here, I learned about other religions, the history of Unitarian Universalism, many friendships that I remember for the rest of my life. I am truly grateful for all the options that the church has given me. So through all the Sunday school, the stories I've heard here, I've come out with a better knowledge of who I am today. Who knows? If I've been raised in Catholic Church, I may not be here saying that I'm an atheist with morals of equality. Nonetheless, I was raised in a church that allowed me to take the year to develop my own morals and beliefs. I believe that all living creatures deserve equal amounts of respect, as well as my belief that everybody should be able to practice whatever religion they want to or influenced by this church. And it's my own personal belief that you should live life as full as you can, because once it's over, it's done. That's it. This belief was actually influenced by my favorite play, Rent, written by Jonathan Larson. And I think that you have right in saying that there is no day but today. To me, this means that you should accomplish anything you can today, because there is no guarantee that it will be tomorrow.